This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look into the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman.
Good morning.
There's a new candidate in Northern Michigan's congressional race. Libertarian Diane Bostow has been selected by the party to run in the 1st Congressional District. Bostow is a former school teacher and entrepreneur who lives in the Upper Peninsula town of Gwinn, and she joins us right now. Diane, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for asking me. I appreciate it.
Why should voters consider a libertarian in the 1st District?
Well, I can tell you that I think most of the people here are libertarians. they just may not have a card that says that. This is a district that is frugal, hardworking people, and they kind of like to be left alone. And I kind of refer to the Libertarian Party as being the mind your own business party. If it's not hurting me, then I should kind of, you know, mind my own business and go on my way. So it's individual freedom, individual responsibility, and the least government necessary to get the job done.
So what would be your legislative priorities on day one in Washington?
Well, I'm getting that from my constituents. In general, though, I would say is to maybe be the person that gets ridiculous, expensive laws repealed. I think a lot of people go to Washington to make a name for themselves by making new laws, and I think we have a lot, and we have a lot that are very expensive and aren't working very well, so maybe we should clean house a little bit. I certainly would start there.
What would be one that you'd like to target?
It is very upsetting to me that we don't keep our promises, our oath to our soldiers and veterans. They keep their oath and do the work and then find out at the end of their time, oh, yeah, by the way, that benefit, that's down by 5% or 10% or doesn't exist anymore. So that one is a big one to me and to my constituents here, where there are a lot of retired military people.
Would you prefer a private system to administer veterans benefits?
I always want to look at to the private sector to do things and only have government do what can't be done, and there aren't really that many of those things. But sure, I would like to see, because yes, I would like to see what the private sector could offer up.
You know, the national unemployment rate is it's finally below 5%, but there are many people in northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula who are not feeling the recovery from the Great Recession. What do you offer those people?
Well, I went through it myself. My husband and I was in remodeling houses, major remodeling, and while entrepreneurs are risk takers by nature, I didn't have huge risk, but we still lost virtually everything. And I'm talking, and I think my willingness to admit that openly and not be embarrassed about it is letting other people talk to me and say, yeah, well, you know, my business, yeah, it's better than it was, but boy, it's still not back, and that's a long time ago now. So I want some explanation, if I'm lucky enough to represent this area, and how it happened, why it happened, and why it won't happen again.
If you're elected, what could you accomplish in Washington, you know, knowing that the Libertarian Party is much weaker than Republicans and Democrats? You know, you're not likely to have significant numbers.
Well, it helps to be a little bit fearless, I guess, if I am one of few. What I would hope to do right off the bat is that in the House of Representatives, they'd have to add a third line to the voting: Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarian. That would be really historic and very handy, I think, at this point, because if they wanted my vote, they would have to talk to me and convince me. I'm not obligated to vote any particular way as a Libertarian.
What do you think your chances are in this race? Are you just in it to promote the Libertarian agenda, or are you here to win?
I don't know how to play not to win. So when I first was asked to to run, I thought, oh, okay, well, okay. And I thought, you know, this year we could actually, a Libertarian could actually win because people are kind of fed up. And then I said, well, if I can win, then I should win. So now I'm working very, very hard at it. I hope to have 1,000 road signs out in the first district, which is an immense area. I'll have to meet a lot of people along the way to ask permission to put my sign in their yard or in front of their business. So it'll be a very kind of Uper-style Northern Michigan frugal, hardworking campaign. And yes, I believe entirely that I can win.
I hear that there's a connection between you and the Libertarian presidential candidate, Gary Johnson. What is that connection?
Oh, he's my cousin.
Really?
He's my first cousin, yeah. And I've been a supporter of his since 2012 when he ran the first time. And I never, ever wanted to run for office myself. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Why would you really want to go? But now that I also think there's a very real possibility that Gary can be president, well, then being in Washington could be really exciting. And I like him. And the other thing I can do is tell everybody he is exactly as he appears. He is honest and straight down the line and expects everybody to pull their weight.
So does that mean that you're going to have the big party backing of the Libertarians then?
I have no idea. I don't presume on a gene pool to ask him to do favors like that, but they can't help, the whole country can't help but notice the first district. We're one of five districts being, or sorry, five or so districts that are really being watched around the country because we don't have an incumbent. So if they want to help out, they will, but that's not, I wouldn't presume to ask for it.
Diane Bostow is a Libertarian running for Michigan's 1st Congressional District. Thanks for being on, Diane.
So, thanks so much. I appreciate it.